there's little spots that aren't affected too much. We also have damage from fire guards and stuff that were put in to save houses and stuff like that. But yeah, most of it was affected.
We're hearing numbers like 22,000 acres, so I'm assuming there's a lot of other people also in the same situation as you.
There is a lot of people that are affected. Some people have just lost little pieces of pasture, and some people have lost all their pasture too. So,
tell us a little bit about the lay of the land out there. I know it's a rough area.
It's 15 miles square, sort of mainly poplar bluffs, and in spots it's just solid bush. There's very few trails through. Very hard to fight fire in it. Like, there's no access to most of it with any kind of trucks or big machinery. So it's very sandy land. It's, you know, it needs to be just grass and trees, really. It's just, it's very sandy. And
now, the land there, was it fenced off for individual use, or is it kind of like a community pasture type of thing?
No, it's fenced off for personal use, and there's miles and miles of destroyed fence.
Yeah, that's the other thing that needs to be done eventually, I suppose, is to fix all that fence. We heard 75 miles. That sounds about right.
Oh, more.
Really?
Oh, I would think more. Yeah, I would think that's on the very low end.
And replacing fence, that's an expensive venture. Plus, it's also very time consuming.
Yes,
too.
The wire's burnt too, so it won't, you know, it's probably no good anymore. It'll have to be all new wire and posts.
This year, pretty much a write-off in regards for any type of hay or grass on that land that you've seen that's been burned?
I think so. Like, some of this grass will come back really fast, I think, because some of the fire just skimmed over the top and burnt it off really quick. But wherever it burns slow, I think it's going to be a year or two before it recovers back to what it was anyway.
Yeah, so a lot of variability.
Yeah.
Yeah. In good times when there was moisture, the land produced good amounts of hay and grass?
Yeah. In the years that we had lots of rain, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful pasture and a great, you know, great countryside, really.
So it's been, what, a couple years since we've had that abundant moisture?
Yeah, we've been 2 years now with very little rain here.
Bob Heather is one of a number of cattle producers who lost pasture in that large wildfire south and west of Bigger last week. Bob talks about the great effort needed to get that fire under control.
It was very tiring,
because
most of us never slept for 2 days or 3 days. And there was lots and lots of people here to help. We had all kinds of discs and tractors and water tankers and then the fire departments from all over here. So.
And it made a big difference, because I don't think any houses were lost. I think a ski lodge might have been lost, but no buildings where people live.
No houses were burnt. It came very close to a few.
Yeah, like how close are we talking?
One person that lives right in the down in the bush there, it was right up to his doorstep.
Played
he had
firebricks
role. And cats and stuff in his yard pushing up stuff.
Bob and other cattle producers with pastures in the Argo Bush are looking for alternative grazing, and it's not easy, considering the very dry conditions over much of west central Saskatchewan this spring.
Yeah, we've been looking, and it's sort of scarce.
Yeah. What type of distances are you just been looking sort of in the immediate area
yeah,
to start with?
Yeah, within 20 miles or so.
And people who do have pasture, I'm sure they want to help out, but they have their own cattle too.
Yeah, I think most people, if they can, they will help out. The community has been really great for pitching in to help.
But the problem is the very dry situation means that a lot of people don't really have anything to spare either.
No, well, that's true. That is right. They have to sort of look out for themselves. But everybody here has been, you know, a great, it's been a great community. Yeah. Everybody's helped a lot.
So your cattle now, where are they?
They're still at our home section here.
Okay, and you're bringing in feed
feeding some are on some stubble fields that we have that, but that's not going to last very long, really.
Well, most of these cattle, they'll all have to be moved out somewhere at some point, or are you going to have to sell cattle, or have you even thought about that yet?
We haven't really thought about it yet. We're trying to figure out what to do. We have some little spots where we can move cattle, and I'm sure that we will sell some cattle. Like, we'll have to sell some cattle.